Welcome back to That 590 Show. Final segment of the night, final segment of the week. The month of May is all about grads, moms, giving thanks to those that lost their lives in service to this country, and the unofficial start of the summer vacation season. As you travel across this great country of ours, remember to show appreciation for those that lost their lives to keep it free. You also want to have the confidence that the car you and your family are traveling in is top-notch. I can personally assure you that such vehicles can be found at Bellman Automotive in Troy, Missouri. Ryan Kemner and his sales staff will be there by your side if you're in the market for a new or used vehicle, have a wide inventory of both, and financing for everyone. $6,000 off Grand Caravans, up to $12,000 off Rams, and $5,500 off Cherokee, which is their best-selling product. You can never go wrong at Bellman Automotive, 175 Turnbell Trail in Troy, Missouri. Give them a call at 636-462-3600, BellmanCDJR.com. Rock, you and I were talking a little bit about James Harden being the only unanimous pick to be the first All-NBA team. The other big news about the All-NBA team is that Gordon Hayward and Paul George did not make the first, second, or third, which means that the Utah Jazz cannot offer Gordon Hayward the Supermax contract, and the same thing goes for the Indiana Pacers and Paul George. Now, this All-NBA team is voted on by the media. What do you think about the media having an impact on a player's salary?
It was dumb last year when it cost Anthony Davis the chance to sign in the Supermax with the New Orleans Pelicans. I mean, it was dumb then, dumb now. I mean,
I'm trying to understand why the players collectively bargained to agree to this.
There it is.
Why did they do that?
Is it dumb to have the media be the ones voting on all pro teams and things like that? No, that's not the stupid part. Let me reframe this. The dumb part, as Matt Berger is correctly alluding to, is the fact that for some reason the NBA Players Association, when putting together the new CBA, decided to tie an extra boost to a player's contract that you can offer to something decided by the media instead of hard stats or something like that. It made zero sense. I don't understand what their thought process was. The entire point of putting in these clauses is that the NBA wants to give teams that draft players, the hometown teams that draft players, they want to give them a better chance of re-signing them. So obviously, if you can offer more average per year than any other team in the entire league, even the teams with the big money to offer, then you have a better chance of keeping your homegrown talent. They think that's one way to keep a little bit of parity in the NBA to a point. So to take that kind of flexibility and that ability for teams to retain their drafted players and put it in the hands of the media, essentially, is unfortunate. There's a lot of people out there who are saying, well, this is the media holding back guys from being able to make more money. At the same time, this is the media holding back teams from being able to make a move that could seal a guy's deal. There's no way that Paul George outrightly signs with the Pacers without the Supermax deal on the table. There wasn't a great chance that he would sign the Supermax deal if it was on the table. There's certainly no way that he takes their max offer now. He'll take the 1 year. He'll look at the 1 year less at the same AAV with the Lakers. Once that's on the table, this takes any chance away from the Pacers being able to lock Paul George up without any questions. So I mean, some people say this hurts the player because they lose out of money, but it hurts teams as well in losing out the opportunity to get these players to agree to these contracts and lock them in.
Ramona Shelburne, I heard her say this yesterday on ESPN, and Ramona Shelburne does a great job covering the NBA for ESPN.com. She said that she's had organizations contact her about her vote, trying to sway her vote. Either they want a certain player to stay with the franchise, or they want the player to leave that franchise because that organization thinks they have a good chance of landing that player.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
So it wouldn't surprise me. And heck, I think it's disgusting, but it wouldn't surprise me if there are people in L.A. who are telling Ramona Shelburne not to vote for Paul George for that reason.
Wouldn't shock me. That's probably what she was talking about. Now, she didn't say which organization is calling about which player, but I think you're onto something.
There's probably people
with the Lakers saying, look, you know, don't vote Paul George. Any of the all-NBA teams, we got a good chance of landing him here.
And at the same time, she was probably getting calls from Utah, vote for, please, please, Please vote for Gordon Hayward.
I think there's
for all that Jerry Sloan did for the NBA, vote for Gordon Hayward.
Well, I think there's a better chance of Gordon Hayward staying with Utah than there is Paul George staying with Indiana.
Well, that's not even a question though. I mean,
I think a lot of it depends on what George Hill does. If George Hill stays with the Jazz, I think Gordon Hayward stays. If George Hill doesn't stay with the Jazz, then I got a feeling Gordon Hayward may be gone.
Yeah, and there's how much, how close is he still with Brad Stevens?
That
Celtics,
too.
Celtics have the money. How close is he with Brad Stevens? And all the crazy part, again, crazy part here. Let's say the Celtics just continue to hit home runs. And let's say next year they go into a game. Let's say next year they go into the playoffs. Markelle Fultz, Al Horford, Gordon Hayward, and a fourth player they get from trading Isaiah Thomas.
If they trade him.
Can that team compete with the Cleveland Cavaliers?
No.
Oh, God, come on, nothing. This is all we're going to have to watch.
Yeah.
The next 5 years.
I mean,
for the next 5 years. All we've seen for the last 10 years, except for two seasons.
Gordon Hayward.
Is LeBron James playing in the finals.
Gordon Hayward is good enough on the perimeter that maybe LeBron James would have to exert himself a little bit more on the defensive side.
Can Gordon Hayward defend LeBron James?
No, of course not. The only person who could really defend LeBron James is Andre Iguodala.
Kawhi Leonard.
And I think Jimmy Butler can to an extent, too.
Iguodala can't even guard him anymore. You saw it in the last finals. Iguodala can't guard him anymore. Iguodala's not winning a finals MVP for guarding LeBron James anymore. He's not. By the way, he won an MVP when James still went 25-7-7. That's how pedestrian of a job you have to do defending LeBron James to still be saying for people to still come out and say you did a great job defending LeBron James.
And they gave
you
him
get 25-7-7, and you're still like, wow, you did a great job against him.
And not only did they say that,
he won Finals MVP.
He won Finals MVP.
Kawhi did such a great job of holding him to 27 points.
Kawhi actually gave you the Finals MVP.
Kawhi actually frustrated him. That's my big question. Is we talk about all these teams, can they play with Cleveland? Can they play with Golden State? My big question is any team going to answer that question if they don't have a Kawhi Leonard-level defensive player who's 6'7 or taller? Is any team going to be the answer to that question? The Warriors are the answer to that question only because of their collective offensive abilities and the fact that Draymond Green can play on LeBron maybe half the game, and Draymond Green's an incredible defensive player. So even to that point, if you don't have Andre Iguodala and Draymond Green or Kawhi Leonard, are you ever going to compete with LeBron James?
The thing with
is that the one kind of player you need? It doesn't matter. You can get all the scoring around you
like,
want.
You need someone like Kawhi.
You have to have Kawhi or Draymond. You have to.
Well, here's the difference between Kawhi and Draymond, though. Kawhi, I think, can guard LeBron without fouling him. I don't think Draymond can. Draymond's going to get into foul. LeBron can get Draymond Green in foul trouble real quick. I don't think he really can with Kawhi, though.
Yeah, but the difference is that there's no one else. There's other than Kawhi. Draymond is the best player in the NBA when it comes to being able to stop a turned around LeBron James from enforcing his will. If LeBron wants to post up, Draymond's one of the only people who has the foot speed and center of gravity to stick with LeBron. He's the only one. Even Kawhi gets a little bit. Even Kawhi's on his heels a little bit when LeBron actually puts his shoulder into him. Draymond, no one else can hold up to a LeBron drive the way Draymond can. Draymond's the only player in the league I've seen who consistently goes up with LeBron while LeBron shoulders in him at 40 miles an hour and doesn't get called every single time. And by the way, as we're talking about this, Draymond Green has been named a finalist for the Defensive Player of the Year Award. And Andre Iguodala has been named a finalist for the Sixth Man of the Year Award.
I mean, everybody knows that it's going to be Cleveland and Golden State in the finals. And this is, you could say that this Golden State roster is arguably one of the greatest regular season rosters ever assembled. If LeBron were to beat this Golden State Warriors team, who does he surpass in the all-time greats list? Even though that'll be his fourth ring, so there's other players who will have more rings than him.
All right, fine. You want me to say it? I'll say it. We got to start having the conversation at that point. We got to start having the talk.
The talk about him and Jordan.
Yes. If LeBron James defeats this Golden State Warriors team with Kevin Durant on it, and he does it while he's having the best three-point shooting year of his career and having one of the most dominating years of his career in the playoffs in the, 15th time he's gone to the playoffs. You have to start entertaining the conversation at that point, I think. That's unbelievable. That is a new level. I think you got to. He's not at. He's lost two finals. Jordan didn't lose any. He's only won. He'll have only won four at that point, opposed to the six for Jordan. But I think you got to start having the conversation.
I think you do too.
I think LeBron's still above him, but no longer is this 2007. We're having a real conversation after that happens.
We can't talk about what just happened live on the TV, but that was pretty amazing.
Especially when you realize the big thing I thought with LeBron is that a lot of people, he didn't have those signature moments. Jordan has the freeze over the Jazz.
And the flu game.
He has
a shot over Craig Elo.
But now LeBron has the block.
That's true.
Now LeBron has the block.
And people will say
he's starting to define his career a little bit more.
And the Skip Baylesses out there who just flat out hate LeBron and are not going to give him any respect for anything will point that, the Eastern Conference was so weak, like that's LeBron's fault.
Yeah, and I very well might have just lost my spot of ever talking on Charlie Tuna's show again. I might have to kiss that goodbye because of the comments I just made. But nonetheless,
imagine that Charlie Tuna likes the old school player.
Yeah,
that is
exactly.
that's stunning.
And that's
me.
Just in my opinion that other than Wayne Gretzky, I think any greatest of all time conversations in every other sport are still a conversation. I think Gretzky's the only one who deserves the pedestal that we have Jordan and Ruth on. I'll say that right now. I think Gretzky's the only one who deserves that pedestal of untouched greatest ever. We'll never question it again. That Ruth and Jordan have been on for so long. I think Gretzky's the only one who deserves that. I don't think Ruth deserves it, and I think Jordan deserves it less than.
I think you know how I feel about Babe Ruth.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, maybe if CeCe Sabathia was in the league back then, Fatty takes a stogie out of his mouth.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Babe Ruth played against plumbers and bricklayers. I mean, like part-time baseball.
He still
players.
Could slam and throw 100 miles per hour, but still.
Are we trusting the radar guns of 1920?
I don't even think they were radar guns.
Thank you. I mean, like, how do we know that's how hard he was throwing? For the final time tonight, the final time this week, let's head to the That 590 Show Sports Update Desk and Matt Rocchio.
By the way, ladies and gentlemen, that moment where Matt Berger went speechless on the broadcast, that was because LeBron had a chase down block, and his team is up 30-16 because of it over the Celtics, a 14-point lead with 1:30 left to play in the first frame. It's an intermission in Ottawa, and the Penguins have jumped out to a 1-0 lead as Matt Murray, a scoreless first period for the Penguins between the pipes, replacing Marc-Andre Fleury. In action earlier today, the Brewers dropped the Chicago Cubs 6-3 after a little bit of delay. In the top of the sixth, the Phillies are leading the Pittsburgh Pirates 3-2. And in the top of the sixth, the Rockies leading the Cincinnati Reds 2-1. I'm Matt Rocchio with your 590 Sports Report. Have a good weekend, everybody.
Thank you very much, Matt Rocchio. Just got this direct message from Lisa Hart. I gave her a bunch of grief on Twitter. She was working until 3 o'clock, and she laid down to take a quick nappy, and slept right through her alarm.
You never see it coming. That one always gets you. The emergency nap always bites you in the ass.
It really does. So
check out Bark in the Park this weekend.
Bark in the Park tomorrow at Forest Park. Swing on by. Tell Lisa Hart hi and tell her that you were looking forward to hearing her on that 590 show, but apparently she's too good.
Puppies, Forest Park, and Lisa Hart. That's a Saturday afternoon, ladies and gentlemen.
That is a magic combination. Special thanks to Kevin Brackett and Pete Jensen for joining us this evening. We are on a 70-hour break. The Brothers on Whatever are coming up next right here on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSCL.com. Have a great weekend, everybody.